Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm with Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not sending anything.
Yes.
I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing?
Go ahead. How
okay.
long will it take?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, first question. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
Nope, no one does.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
I'm 64.
Thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am white.
Thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Who does this report back to?
This is for the Oregon newspapers.
Okay. I'm cautious about revealing my political party because of retaliation, potential retaliation. I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay. All right.
But you never know.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied the way the country is headed?
The question... Let's see. Do you mean am I satisfied in the way things have been in the last 4 years or satisfied in the way I think the country is going?
Yeah, this one is about the way the country is headed.
Oh, the way it's headed?
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Okay, so very dissatisfied?
Let's not say very. Let's just say somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Moving along. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns.
I'm sorry, the dogs are barking.
Oh, it's okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to be most focused on. For each, I want you to rate. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not at all important to you, a 10 means it's very important to you, and a 5 means that it's somewhat important to you. You can use any number in between. The first one being protecting abortion rights. How important is that to you?
It's a 10.
Thank you. Next, lowering rent.
I'd have to say that's an 8.
Okay, thank you. What about improving K-12 education?
Also an 8.
Thank you. Next, raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
I would like to see it happen, so yeah, 10.
Thank you. What about cracking down on illegal drugs?
Oh, man. I have to say that's a 5. That's a tough one.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Go ahead.
What about fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
That's a 7.
Thank you. What about funding for mental health services?
10.
Thank you. And the last one on here is protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards that person or organization, A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number in between. First we have Democrats in Congress.
In the state of Oregon or everywhere?
I would say in your state.
In my state, Congress, Democrats in Congress, generally probably 75%, 75.
Oh, okay, thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
90.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
90.
Thank you. What about, and you also have the option of saying that you never heard of this person or organization. We have Janelle Bynum.
Never heard of her.
Okay.
Or him.
What about McDonald's?
You mean the restaurant?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard of them.
What would you give them?
Oh, geez. 20, 25.
25? Okay, what about J.D. Vance?
Five. And I'm only giving him that because I liked his book.
Okay. And we have Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Oh, man. She's the one that represents... you know, I don't think I like her. I think she's a five.
Okay. And the last one on here is Tina Kotek.
I think we like her. I'm going to say 75.
Thank you so much. Moving right along, thank you for your help on the line. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Now I know who she is. Yes, I'm voting for her, Janelle.
Okay.
Yes.
Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer, now what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Is that a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
That's a strongly approve.
Thank you. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know how she's doing.
Okay, that's okay.
What is the 0 on that?
There was a that you don't know. There was an option there. You're not sure.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I want.
Okay, thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, okay? Lori Chavez and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, a dreamer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In asylum, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our communities safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Okay?
Yeah, I hope that's true.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Okay, thank you. And now in your own words, just one short sentence in your own words, what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle?
She's a woman of color.
Okay, thank you. I'm
and a Democrat.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. And in this case, it will be talking about with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to a 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing, a reason for you to support her, and a 0 means that it's not convincing at all. So the first statement says, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. Do you find that, not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very, very convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on the solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs. What about that one?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for students and our schools. She fought for Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for children's education and opportunities.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement here, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. To make the stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez in Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, or just somewhat, or not at all. So right here says, his first statement says, Lori Chavez opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban of abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. So your choices here are a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not all.
A great deal.
Okay, thank you. And next and last statement here. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change, we work and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori.
Very concerning.
A great deal. Okay. Thank you.
A great deal.
Okay. Thank you. We're in the last stretch here, ma'am. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for a Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Okay. And these last questions are for statistical purposes only. Okay. The last few questions are okay. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. That concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a wonderful night. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.